Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Rare Wellness Podcast, the podcast designed to help you heal holistically and give you the tools that you need to thrive. We're making it easy to understand medicine and wellness with practical steps from the experts, one podcast at a time. The only thing that we ask is that if this episode helps you live just a little bit better and a little more aligned, that you'll leave us a review and you'll share this with a friend. That's all that we ask so that we can continue to provide you with free, valuable knowledge from the experts of well-being. In today's episode, we're going to be diving into the transformational world of physical therapy and its vital role in pursuing holistic health. Although a lot of us know about physical therapy and the recovery settings and aspects, it has so much more to offer, including enhancing your overall well-being, preventing injuries, supporting an active lifestyle, and optimizing performance in so many areas of your life. So today we're going to be chatting with Dr. Lang. He is a dedicated and accomplished physical therapist who earned his doctorate in physical therapy from Loma Linda University. He's the owner of Drive Performance Therapy in Hayden, Idaho, and he has several specialty certifications, including being Titleist Performance Institute certified for golf rehabilitation and performance, as well as being dry needling certified. And beyond his professional life as a PT, Dr. Lang enjoys a variety of sports with a particular love for hockey and golf. He spends a lot of time outdoors with his family, embracing the active and healthy lifestyle that he advocates for his patients. And he is married to his beautiful wife, who is a physical therapist herself, and they have an 18-month-old son, and they're expecting one more, which is so exciting. Their family also includes a lively 2-year-old golden retriever with the beautiful name of Khaleesi. Dr. Lang, first of all, thank you so much for being on the podcast. And second, I love golden retrievers, and I love the name Khaleesi. Is that inspired from Game of Thrones by chance?
Yeah, it is. So she's an English cream retriever. So she's really white. So she's, you know, blonde, beautiful, and a little bit crazy. So it was a very fitting name for her.
I love that. I actually grew up with English cream goldens. We had a family member that used to breed them, and they're just the most beautiful dogs. So that is so cool. They're so playful, and I love them.
Yeah, we're obsessed with them. We like play around the idea of like breeding, but like between me starting my own business, having a 18-month-old, wait on that.
Well, and having puppies can be so much fun, but taking care of puppies is like taking care of kids. Like, you probably don't have time to deal with 8 or 10 of those like running around your house right now. So yeah. Okay. So Dr. Lang, I love to ask everyone who comes on the podcast, what does wellness mean to you? Because I feel like every healthcare professional has like such a different take on it, depending on their area of practice. So what does wellness mean to you?
Yeah. So as you noted in the intro, I went to Loma Linda University for my PT school, and their motto there is to make man whole. And that's just really stuck with me after I left school. I think it's really important to help people have health and wellness throughout their whole life in many aspects of their life. You know, I don't just deal with physical health. It's physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. If you don't have all of those working together, it's really, really hard to recover from an injury, especially on the mental side. If people are struggling mentally, whether it's past trauma, whatever they're dealing with mentally, that can be a direct hindrance for them moving forward in rehab. And it could be the difference between someone getting better or not getting better. I could give some people do the same treatment, same exercises, and if there's something going on mentally that I don't pick up, they're likely not going to respond well to it. So, it's really important to treat all of it together.
It's so interesting that you say that, because I have been reading this book about like self-sabotage and like how, like where we're at mentally, the effects that it can have on our physical healing, on the decisions that we make in, obviously this is so much broader than what you were saying, but like in relationships or in job opportunities or with money or finances or like friendships. And it's like, it's so crazy. Like you said, sometimes like we tend to view things like super simple, black and white. Like if you do A, then it equals B, but we forget that there's all these other factors that play a role. And so I think it's really cool as a provider and as a physical therapist that you have this like holistic view of people and taking all of that into account. And that's so interesting that you've observed that in your practice. Yeah,
without a doubt. It's like nothing else. Like running a business or whatever you do in life, like you have to visualize, you know, where you want to go, have big goals, mental, you know, being in the right mental state for that, there's a direct correlation with success. And yeah, rehab is no different.
I love that. So how did you end up deciding to be a physical therapist? What was your journey with physical therapy like? Did you always know? Was that something you figured out later?
Yeah, so I didn't have the traditional route to being a PT. Most PTs were, you know, they play sports, got injured, went to a cool PT when they're like in high school, like mm-hmm. they help them rehab their ACL and they're like, oh, this guy's cool, I want to be a PT. And then they go after it. I never really had any like serious injuries that put me in that position. I grew up on a farm in the middle of nowhere. And so as a kid, I wanted to be a vet. And so I was like, oh, I like animals. I want to help animals. I want to be a vet. And then we moved to a little bigger town so we could go to school, more kids, more sports, mm-hmm. more opportunity. And I just realized how much I loved interacting, you know, with people. And that's where I was like, okay, I want to do something sports related still. PT seemed like a good option. Mm-hmm. But 10 years into healthcare, I'm like starting to reevaluate my decision if I wanted to spend more time with people than animals.
Uh-huh. No, but people, I feel like people give you a lot more problems than animals sometimes too. People are hard to work with. I feel like everyone listening to this can probably relate, especially if you work in anything customer service related or like, which as a business owner, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. Like you end up dealing with, you know, there's good people, there's bad people, whatever, but animals, at least they don't talk back in the same way. That's hilarious. I also love that you grew up on a farm. I obviously it's not what the podcast was about, but like, what was that like? I would love to like have a farm someday with my family. Maybe, I don't know if I could actually handle was it pretty isolated or were you close to?
We're probably like 20 minutes from town and then it's like bigger city, like we're going to go to Costco. We're going about an hour.
Yeah.
I think a lot of our generation is like got to that point where like, I just want to live out in the middle of nowhere and like,
live don't bother me.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
But, no, it was great. If I had I would love to have the opportunity to raise my, you know, kids on a farm. It's just like things you learn is invaluable. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of it, you know, a lot of my background and growing up probably also led to where I'm at and benefited, you know, my career now. I've always loved working with my hands. I love building, love fixing things. And so like PT was like a natural way to be able to do that also.
I love that. So I guess diving into it, I feel like most people like have an idea of what PT is. Can you give us like an overview of like what physical therapy is like as a whole? What is the field?
Yeah. So that's actually kind of a really hard question because there's kind of traditional PT and what mm-hmm. people think PT is. And then the world of PT, which I think is untapped still that we haven't really even got to yet. But the PT is such a, you know, diverse options as far as what you can do with it. Like going into school, I literally thought, oh, this is what PTs do. You like work with like injuries in a clinic. And then, but going to school and learning, you can be doing like neuro rehab, cardio rehab, pediatrics. Mm-hmm. And then getting out of school, like each of those, you know, niches go even like deeper. Like there's a lot of outpatient, you know, orthopedic clinics, but now mm-hmm. there's people doing, you know, work with, you know, specifically at pelvic floor, you know, like women's health or, you know, babies having trouble with latching. And so they're working mm-hmm. on like oral motor control with like babies, you know? So there's mm-hmm. a huge variety of what PTs do. I think it's really important that people are able to find someone, that is appropriate, for what their needs are, what their goals are. You had a spinal cord injury or a mm-hmm. stroke, like you probably don't want to come see me. Like, I'll get you moving, but that's not what I'm best at. There's other PTs that's what they do. And you'd be better to see them. Same with the baby, a baby latching. That's not, I'm probably not going to be the best option for teaching you how to improve that.
I completely agree. I feel like most people know PT just as like the super generic overview of like, if you get injured, you go to a PT to get rehab for your injury. And yet, like from what you're describing, there's so many more areas. Do you feel like more people could benefit from PT than generally go to PT? Who needs it?
Yeah, 100%. So I would say, I was kind of trying to look up the stat earlier and it's actually lower than I thought. I think it says around like 50% of people have pain currently.
Right.
And I don't think 50% of the public is going to PT. So obviously there's a large portion of the population that are in pain mm-hmm. that are missing out and could benefit from it. Not only that, we're always like, just like the rest of healthcare, for some reason, we're always on the reactive end of things. It's always wait until there's a problem and then we try to fix it. If PT was used appropriately as a tool to prevent injuries, do injury screenings, movement assessments, and really be able to help people ahead of time, far less people would be having those injuries and being in pain to begin with. So I would say yes, definitely people could benefit from it. Probably everyone, honestly. Probably.
Well, and you think about, like, I feel like most of us humans are like way too, well, we're stubborn, number one. And two, we're like disconnected from our bodies in the society. Like, I feel like so much of what people do for work now is like on a laptop and like constantly scrolling on our phones. And there's a lot of people who unfortunately like aren't moving as much as they probably should be. And like, we've like lost this mind-body connection. But then I think we also don't realize that we are injured until it's like too late, or we ignore injuries or pain that's happening until like, how many surgeries, I'm just like thinking off the top of my head, like how many surgeries could probably be avoided, or like bigger health problems down the line that have like drastic effects on someone's quality of life that could be avoided if we took that preventative measure. And I love that. I feel like there's a little bit more in our generation, like a movement. I feel like maybe it's biased because I'm exposed to that and I work in that, but I'm like, I feel like there, I'm seeing more of a movement and a trend towards like, let's take care of ourselves before it gets to that point. And I'm a firm believer in like investing in proper care now and like not just waiting for like what insurance has to offer when you're like hanging on your last thread, so that you can avoid some of those bigger things down the line.
For sure. I mean, you look at how much time we get educated on, or we spend investing in the future. It's like, oh, you need to have your 401k set up. You need to have all of these things so that you can retire. And it's like, what about investing into your health? Like, what good is it having a bank account full of money when you get to 65 years old?
If you can't enjoy it.
It's like, it's not, there's no point. And I've heard people say before, where you talk to, you know, any billionaire, you know, Warren Buffett, whoever it is, they're like, they would trade, you know, their money for your youth and you know, any day of the week. So it's like, you know, stop waiting to live later in life. It's like, you got to go now, like while you can.
Or you may not even make it until later in life. Unfortunately, that's like the reality. Today's episode is sponsored by Rare Planet Health Supplements. I am such a firm believer in making sure that our body gets the nutrition that it needs for optimal physical performance, brain performance, and overall mood and vitality in life. Rare Planet Health has several different supplements that I have been integrating into my routine and that I highly recommend. But the one that I really want to talk about today is Rise. Rise is a dietary supplement that is a multivitamin, a probiotic, and also is formulated to help boost mental clarity. Whether you're an entrepreneur or you just want to be the best that you can at whatever it is that you're doing in life, this supplement is a great addition to your wellness routine. The bottle is super cute, which makes it really easy to integrate into your routine every morning, and it's designed to help strengthen your attention span with vitamins to help up your mental game, which I think in a digital era, we can all use. By combining a multivitamin and a probiotic, you can combat mental and bodily fatigue with a single supplement. It also provides support for intermittent fasting, improving your energy and productivity while decreasing your food cravings, if that's something that you practice, and has a large dose of vitamin A and B12, which will help your organs, nerves, and red blood cells remain healthy, as well as your skin and hair. The capsules are super easy to swallow, and each bottle contains 60 capsules, which should last you 1 to 2 months. They also offer a premium fish oil, which if you've listened to any of our episode with functional nutritionists and functional medicine doctors, as well as women hormone optimization, fish oil and omega-3s are so important for vitality and a healthy diet. They also have Ageless, which is a stem cell, joint, and tendon support supplement, and a few more on there. You can get your supplements at rareplanethealth.com and use code RAREWellnessPodcast10 at checkout for a discount on your supplements. Again, that's rareplanethealth.com. Use code RAREWellnessPodcast for 10% off on your supplement purchase. This podcast is also sponsored by Rare Wellness Med Spa and Wellness Studio. Rare Wellness is a space where you can connect to yourself and get all the tools that you need to thrive and heal and be your best self. Whether you're looking for premium yoga, bar, or movement classes, functional medicine, aesthetic services, massage services, IV hydration therapy, and more, Rare Wellness is the place for you. To get 10% off any service at Rare, use code RAREWellnessPodcast. You can book at rarewellness.com or the MindBody app. Lastly, this podcast is sponsored by NWC4RM.com. Northwest Center for Regenerative Medicine. If you're looking to reduce pain and avoid surgery, this might be the solution for you. Get back to the activities you love without surgery with regenerative medicine. Regenerative medicine is a non-surgical orthopedic procedure for joint pain, arthritis, and injuries. If you want to learn more about regenerative medicine and if this might be the solution for you so that you can avoid those surgeries and continue to get back to the activities you love operating at full capacity, go to NWC4RM.com. Regardless of where you are in the country, you can book your appointment there and do an online consultation so that you can see if this is the right fit for you. Receive a free info packet by going to NWC4RM.com and just entering your email and you will receive more information to learn more. All right, let's head back to the episode. Okay, so what is your approach at your PT practice? I feel like you've mentioned more of a preventative approach to healthcare, but how do you guys, what's like your ethos?
Yeah, so I guess first I'd like to just kind of, and people have been to PT before, maybe would kind of understand what I'm saying, but I just kind of want to quickly like outline what a typical visit might look like at a traditional PT clinic that I call them, in the PT world, you call them mills. So this is a place where it's just like people are just rolling through, you know, there's 2, 3, 4 people there all at the same time. And they just keep this, you know, revolving door of getting more and more patients through. So this is just a little example. Most people come in, they get put on the arm bike, maybe go to the pulleys for a little bit, do a few band exercises, hop up on the table, PT will come over, stretch you for 10, 15 minutes, send you back to the tech to hook you up to, you know, ultrasound so they can put ice or, you know, ice stim, hot pack, whatever it is on you, and you're out the door. And that's what most people's experience with PT is or has been in the past. And I don't think that that's the best way, obviously. Yeah. So my practice is set up pretty significantly different. We see all our patients for a full hour with the same doctor of physical therapy every visit. So you're not getting passed around from provider to provider or to an aide, to a tech, and only see the PT for a short amount of time. Most places do this because insurance reimbursement just keeps going down while costs keep going up. So they want to see as many people as they can all at the same time, which unfortunately that comes at the cost of the quality of care and, you know, actually being able to help people. And so a lot of PT clinics operate in this world where they have people come in who are injured and they're just trying to get them back to the level of function that they were prior. That's all insurance is going to pay for. They want to get them just back to good enough so that they can get back to their regular life. But the problem is like most people are hanging out in this world where they're just hanging on by a thread where they're maybe in a little bit of pain, not too bad. They're getting by. But the problem is one wrong move or, you know, they go pick a pillow up off the ground, all of a sudden their back's thrown out again. And they kind of are teeter tottering back and forth from this like, okay, we're okay here, but not great, back down into the injury phase. And they live in that where once we get people out of pain, we want to move past where their current or their past level function was higher to a more of like a peak performance area where they're much more, they're much less likely to be able to slip back into that pain. Then, you know, they could have one bad move or they could not exercise for a week or two and be okay versus, you know, you go on a cruise and you're just eating and doing whatever you want for, you know, 12 days. And then all of a sudden you come back and you hurt yourself. You stopped, you know, stop doing your regular activities. So we think that it's really important to get people beyond their prior level of function and continue to throw load and strengthen them so that their body is more resilient and allows them to, you know, withstand what life, you know, is going to throw at them.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like what you said about insurance is just across the board, whether you're looking at PT or just healthcare in general, it is really not set up with your best interest in mind. Like the whole system is so corrupt. And I love what you're talking about, like getting people past survival mode and into like actually being able to thrive and experience your life. And like you mentioned earlier, to me, it's like so worth the investment. If you're going to invest in every other area of your life, like don't you want to invest into being able to experience and enjoy life to like maximum capacity with your body? Like, it's like, what else is the point? Like, if you can't even be present for your life. So I love the way that you guys approach your practice.
Yeah. The last thing I'll note on that is, so I do hands-on work when necessary. So I'll do soft tissue work, stretching, you know, some dry needling, joint mobilizations when people need it. But as soon as their pain starts to diminish, as it starts to go down, more and more of the treatment shifts towards more the exercise side of it, mm-hmm. where we spend more time in the gym. Mm-hmm. I believe that creates the most long-term independence for them, because I'm able to teach them and educate them on movements, on exercises, things that they should be doing, you know, incorporating into their life or taking back to the gym with them.
I love that.
That really, really helps get people not dependent on me as a provider to take their pain away. They're able to take care of themselves. So then they're not dependent on me or a chiro or a massage therapist or any of us to take their pain away.
Yeah.
They know how to deal with it and get rid of it and not have it come back.
No, that's huge. So are treatments for each of your patients customized then for each individual?
Yes. So it all depends on the patient's goal, what they want to get back to doing, what their hobbies are, what their sports are, and everything will be definitely tailored specific to that. I work with, a lot of golfers. And so like easy to, it's like, hey, well, I don't want to just do the same exercises that I'm doing with, you know, someone who wants to like run. Mm-hmm. These exercises need to be tailored, you know, to someone who, you know, whatever sport there is, whether they need to be able to swing or throw, or if they want to be able to run. So yeah, very specific to goals and interests.
It's so interesting how you mentioned like the way that you want to train for different sports and like goals depending on the person is so unique and is so different. And I think that that's something that sometimes can be lost again when you're going in like a herd type of, I don't know if you called it a mill clinic. So that's very cool. So you said, do you guys specialize in golf, or are you like all?
Yeah, so I would say that the population that I like working with are, number one, highly motivated people yes. who really want to get better. Like, uh-huh. if you're motivated, like, I'm going to find a way to help you. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's going to happen. But motivated first, active second, where it's like, you like to be outdoors, you want to be able to run, hike, whatever. Gym, my practice is set up with an inside across the gym. So it's like, I work with people who lift, people like to push their bodies. And then, you know, lastly, my love is golf. So I love working with golfers and keeping them, you know, on the course. And that's one thing with golfers is like, they, you know, as you get older, you start to lose mobility, you start to lose distance, and that drives a lot of golfers crazy. Mm-hmm. So they really want to be able to like play at the highest level possible for as long as possible. And that mm-hmm. really goes well with our business model.
I love that. And it's hard to help people who don't want help. Like if you're not ready to put the work in, like,
yeah,
I know, especially I feel like I tore my ACL in high school and I had to go to like it was 6 months of PT for it. And it's just so interesting because I'm like, I had like not fellow injury, but a lot of the people who would come in at the same time as me who were also injured, like when the PT gave me instructions, I was like taking it home and doing it like to the max. And then like my results compared to the person who came in and their PT was their only time that they worked out or were doing recovery. Like you, if you're expecting your like one session with like your PT or week or like two sessions with your PT to be what's going to change the game for you, like you have to, you can't really help someone who's not willing to put the work in. So yeah.
For sure. You were the one patient that would come into like, you know, a typical clinic where I used to work.
Yeah.
And you're the one patient that we're like, all the PTs are fighting over. You're like, oh, I want to treat this.
Yeah, yeah.
Active, I want to be here. I mean, it just makes a huge difference.
You want to recover? Yeah.
I didn't even touch on this earlier. Like, I almost left PT before I started my practice. It was like cost of living, student loan, everything is out of control. Huh. Salaries aren't really like moving up for healthcare professionals in general. Mm-hmm. And I was just burnt out. It was like, you're tired to see, you know. Mm-hmm. 30 patients a day, documenting for another 2 hours after work. Like mm-hmm. I was pretty like done with it, especially when you're not really working in an environment that you want to be working in. Mm-hmm. Patients that are non-compliant, patients that are just there to check the box so that they can go get their imaging, get their pills, you know, prescription refilled out.
It would feel like a waste of your time. I would be like, why am I here? Like, you don't even want the help.
Sure. A lot of people like that. They're like, I'm just here because the doctor wants me to be here. And I'm like, all right, well, this is going to be fun for both of us. And like, and then you like, you get over it and you do the whole like rah-rah speech and you're like, well, you're here anyways. Let's get the most out of it as we can. And usually people will buy in a little bit, but I thought I was a good PT. But I didn't really know the kind of outcomes I could get until I was outside of that system. Mm-hmm. And now every single patient I work with is highly motivated and they do everything that I tell them to. And like, the results are like, it's like night and day. It's like mind blowing. Like everyone gets better. Like everyone makes significant progress when their minds, like when they're open to getting better, when their mind, they'll allow themselves to get better and they're willing to work hard and they've invested in it. Mm-hmm. It's amazing the outcomes that you're able to get.
So. And so much more rewarding for you. Like, I feel like I would much rather like look forward to a day where I know that I'm going to be like helping people who want to heal and like get better than not. Yeah.
For sure. That's why I have like, you know, I went from being burnt out to being like stoked about it again.
Do you love your job again or?
Yeah. Well, I'm on a freaking podcast. Like I wouldn't do it.
Like, I love that.
Yeah. I wouldn't be doing this. So, it's like it's come around and I love my job. I also love running a business. I actually really enjoy it. So
that is so cool.
That's why I'm not going to give up treating, but I will hire. And I think I will enjoy more the business side of it. I'll keep my skills up. Ideally, if I saw, you know, 10 patients a week, I'd be happy. And then the rest of the time spent marketing and getting more, you know, more patients in and being able to provide other PTs an opportunity to work in a setting where they can treat the people they want to treat. I would love to be able to save, you know, multiple PTs out of that mill setting and be able to get their, you know, love back for what they invested so much time in doing. So we even become a real estate agent. You know, that's like, I think like, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but I think like 20% of PTs left the profession. It was just like.
And again, like you said, it's like for a lot of them, it may not be like lack of love for the profession, but the corruption of the system and how much that would leave a bad taste in your mouth and all the insurance paperwork and
you're basically a company's billing under your license number and you're documenting, you know, you document, have patients billed under you and maybe spend 10, 15 minutes with each patient and you're not helping them. You're not getting that satisfaction of, you know, watching people's lives like completely around.
If someone's listening to this and they happen to be a PT, are you guys hiring?
Yes, I am. I am hiring.
Yeah. Great.
I'm looking specifically for obviously a highly motivated PT that really loves and wants to be the best, you know, PT possible in their craft. Someone who just loves sports and is active would be really great. You know, who's a runner or loves lifting or has a sport, you know, a specific sport they really love. And want to be able to see those patients, like absolutely, like I would love to have a conversation with them and see if it's a good fit.
Where can they reach out?
Yeah, you can direct message me on Instagram, or shoot me an email, and it's keldon@driveperformancetherapy.com. Either one of those options would be great.
Amazing. What are challenges that people face when they're coming in for PT?
I would say the biggest challenge people have with PT and committing to a plan is probably time for most people. Most people are just too busy not prioritizing themselves or their health. It's like they're taking care of their families, they're working, they're trying to do all the things. I totally get it. I would say the most important thing for that is when I evaluate people, I have to get a read on what's realistic for them as far as, you know, exercises go. I'm not going to give someone who's like, you know, stressing out, trying to do all the things, can hardly make it in for their appointment. I'm not going to give them 10 exercises to do at home. Like that doesn't make any sense. So someone like that, it's like, you get one exercise, you need to spend 5 minutes a day doing this exercise next week. And we'll see how it goes. And I would say just slowly kind of building those habits. The other pro of working in the setting that I work in is that I only see patients one time a week. It's like, if you're doing what I'm asking you to do at home, there's no need for you to be taking 2 or 3 days out of your week to come back in and then do the same exercises over and over again. Mm-hmm. So you're doing everything you need to. A week later, we're going to be able to take it up a notch and push you a little bit further, which is a time save for most people when they're not having to drive, come in, drive home. At the end of the week, it saves you a lot of time. And I think that people's time is one of the main reasons why they don't commit to working on something.
Well, I feel like the thing is like everyone is busy and I feel like so much of it is like, I think a huge roadblock for a lot of people is like just not feeling guilty for investing time into themselves because they're like, well, I have a family and I have kids and I have this and I have that and like all these responsibilities for other people and kind of like overcoming this mindset that like, oh, I'm actually not selfish for investing time to make myself whole and a better person, whether that's like physically or mentally or spiritually or emotionally, whatever it is. It's like the more time you invest in like being well, like the easier it is to take care of the people around you, and you're giving them permission to do the same thing. And I love this quote that's like, instead of like me taking care of you and you taking care of me, like let's take care of ourselves like for each other so that we can like not have to, I don't know if that's really related, but like not have to like complete each other, you know? And like, I think that that's like a huge thing for people, especially parents and moms and like mom guilt and all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I had someone in not that long ago, and it was relevant to the rehab. I wanted her to do some breathing. We were working on some like breathing mechanics. We were just doing a little bit of breathing. So she's just sitting there quietly for 5 minutes. I stopped talking to her. She's in there like quietly for 5 minutes working on breathing. And all of a sudden she just like starts like bawling. And I was just like, oh, shoot. Like, that's not what I was expecting, but not that it's uncommon. She's like, apologizes. I'm sorry. Yeah. She basically just realized she hadn't slowed down enough. Like, she didn't slow down long enough to just like breathe or, you know, like take the time that. And then all the emotion just started like pouring out when she realized how much she'd been, you know, neglecting herself for her family.
So. Well, and I'm sure so many people listening can relate to that. Like so many people, like you said, it's like not an uncommon experience for people to like bend over backwards, sacrificing yourself and not even realizing it. So like, if you're listening to this podcast today and you need a sign to like take permission to like, whatever that looks like, you know, I love what you said earlier about like time. Like the best plan is the one that you'll actually implement, right? Because you could have like the most perfect like workout routine or the most perfect treatment plan. But if you're not going to do it, like that 5 minutes of like one exercise is going to get you further than not doing any of it at all because you're overwhelmed, right? So like if you're listening to this, like whatever that means for you, if that means going on a walk or getting movement in or actually booking that appointment with the PT that you know you need to be seeing or taking 5 minutes to breathe, like pause this, do that, come back and listen to it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Today's episode is sponsored by Rare Planet Health Supplements. I am such a firm believer in making sure that our body gets the nutrition that it needs for optimal physical performance, brain performance, and overall mood and vitality in life. Rare Planet Health has several different supplements that I have been integrating into my routine and that I highly recommend. But the one that I really want to talk about today is Rise. Rise is a dietary supplement that is a multivitamin, a probiotic, and also is formulated to help boost mental clarity. Whether you're an entrepreneur or you just want to be the best that you can at whatever it is that you're doing in life, this supplement is a great addition to your wellness routine. The bottle is super cute, which makes it really easy to integrate into your routine every morning, and it's designed to help strengthen your attention span with vitamins to help up your mental game, which I think in a digital era, we can all use. By combining a multivitamin and a probiotic, you can combat mental and bodily fatigue with a single supplement. It also provides support for intermittent fasting, improving your energy and productivity while decreasing your food cravings, if that's something that you practice, and has a large dose of vitamin A and B12, which will help your organs, nerves, and red blood cells remain healthy, as well as your skin and hair. The capsules are super easy to swallow, and each bottle contains 60 capsules, which should last you 1 to 2 months. They also offer a premium fish oil, which if you've listened to any of our episode with functional nutritionists and functional medicine doctors, as well as women hormone optimization, fish oil and omega-3s are so important for vitality and a healthy diet. They also have Ageless, which is a stem cell, joint, and tendon support supplement, and a few more on there. You can get your supplements at rareplanethealth.com and use code RAREWellnessPodcast10 at checkout for a discount on your supplements. Again, that's rareplanethealth.com. Use code RAREWellnessPodcast for 10% off on your supplement purchase. This podcast is also sponsored by Rare Wellness Med Spa and Wellness Studio. Rare Wellness is a space where you can connect to yourself and get all the tools that you need to thrive and heal and be your best self. Whether you're looking for premium yoga bar or movement classes, functional medicine, aesthetic services, massage services, IV hydration therapy, and more, Rare Wellness is the place for you. To get 10% off any service at Rare, use code RAREWellnessPodcast. You can book at rarewellness.com or the MindBody app. Lastly, this podcast is sponsored by NWC4RM.com. Northwest Center for Regenerative Medicine. If you're looking to reduce pain and avoid surgery, this might be the solution for you. Get back to the activities you love without surgery with regenerative medicine. Regenerative medicine is a non-surgical orthopedic procedure for joint pain, arthritis, and injuries. If you want to learn more about regenerative medicine and if this might be the solution for you so that you can avoid those surgeries and continue to get back to the activities you love operating at full capacity, go to nwc4rm.com. Regardless of where you are in the country, you can book your appointment there and do an online consultation so that you can see if this is the right fit for you. Receive a free info packet by going to nwc4rm.com and just entering your email, and you will receive more information to learn more. All right, let's head back to the episode. So we've talked about some of the challenges that people face with PT, what do you call it, regime? Not regime.
Program.
Program, okay. So someone's following their PT treatment plan, their program. How do you measure the effectiveness?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways that you can. One is subjective. You're asking people how they're feeling, how their pain is. I would say that's probably the worst option. Yeah. Most people that are dealing with pain or dealing with chronic pain are like really, really bad reporters of their symptoms and of their pain. It's just how the brain works. They could go from an 8 out of 10 constant pain to a 5, and then you could come in the next day and you ask them about their pain, and they're like, "Oh, it's still the same. It's still there." And it's like, well, maybe is it like,
yeah,
improved? Like, you're walking twice as far as you were last week. Like, so I would say that subjective is a way, but it's not the best way.
And not to interrupt you, but I also just wanted to mention, it is interesting. That chronic pain, there's like, I interviewed someone about chronic pain a couple episodes ago. So if you guys are listening, go back and listen to that. But there's multiple dimensions, like aspects of it. So like, you have the physical pain, and then you have like the psychosomatic pain that sometimes, and obviously not for everyone, but there's like a mental component to the pain as well. And sometimes people don't let go of that pain even after they're physically healed. So anyway, it's interesting that you say that.
That is incorrect. Someone with chronic pain can have basically a feedback loop, miswired, where their brain is telling them that they're going to have pain. So you're having knee pain. The brain is telling them they're having knee pain, and there's no longer a mechanical stimulus from the knee being sent to the brain.
Interesting.
So those people need to have the brain like rewired, retrained, you know, learn to be able to do certain things so that the brain starts to trust, like, oh, I can go up this step without having pain. Even once the pain can be like resolving, if it can take time for the brain to also rewire.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt you. You're talking about measurements. So you're saying pain. Yeah.
So, I mean, I would say probably the most important will just be very goal related. So you have to have very specific goals related to their function. So whatever they want to be able to do, there has to be goals built around that are measurable, repeatable. Also, the other way is just measuring objective measures, like, hey, like, have you improved some of your flexibility? Have you improved some of your mobility? Have you improved strength? Like, those things are much easier to put a number on and say, hey, you're making progress. Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed trends of like in treatment, like what elements can contribute to someone like optimizing their chances for long-term success with their physical therapy?
Addressing the root cause problem is the key to that. So a lot of treatments can be tailored around removing pain, mm-hmm. and people and get rid of pain, and they might be good for a month. But if you didn't take the time to address some of the root cause movements related to that might be contributing to that pain is very likely to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of what I touched on earlier was, our goal here is not to get people back to their prior level of function. It's to get them beyond that. You know, we don't want to be at that person to be telling, you know, they're one sneeze away from being back down, crawling, you know, up to a chair. We want to be pushed beyond that. And that's how you really know that it's not going to come back. That's how you're mm-hmm. going to have long-term success, is if you address the root cause and then loaded the body, progressively loaded the body to make sure that it's become more resilient and can handle that stress of life.
Yeah. Something that I love to ask everyone that comes on here is misconceptions about their industry or misconception about their work. So do you feel like with PT that there are misconceptions about physical therapy that you want to debunk?
Yeah, for sure. I would say most people, and we kind of touched on this also, as far as what a traditional PT, you know, session looks like, a lot of people think that, you know, you have to be hurt to go to PT. Not true.
Mm-hmm.
that the PT exercises are easy. They shouldn't be. If they are, then you shouldn't be doing them.
Yeah.
There's some nuance to that, but they just use ultrasound or they just use electrical stim and throw heat and ice on you, and that's it. Oh, you might get massaged a little bit.
Yeah.
People like massages.
So. I love that.
So I would say that's a misconception. I would say, and more PTs are starting to work in this world where, my role is like, I would say if I had to describe to someone largely what I do for work, it's like, I'm the result of like a PT and a strength trainer had a baby, or in the middle where you're like, hey, we take care of pain, but then we also can push you, beyond that with adding load. It's not abnormal to watch people picking up, 50, 70, 100, 150 pounds in rehab, versus, little, red TheraBand.
Yeah.
Max of what, maybe they get to the green or blue if they really work.
They really work. No, I love that. And again, this goes back to like bringing people to optimal performance and not just like survival or, but I love that. I truly believe that movement is one of the greatest medicine. Like, even with working out, I feel like there's so many of us who might be doing it wrong. Like, I found out recently, like, I've been lifting for a while, but I've been doing it all wrong. And I really should invest. Like, and I will. Like, I need to invest to have someone like teach me how to do it properly before I continue to injure myself. And I think that there's like, it's so worth it. Like, for everyone listening, it's like movement really is the greatest medicine. And you're only given one body. And even though you can have surgery to repair stuff, like, it's never the same. Like, you have one meniscus, you have one ACL, you have one labrum. Like, take good care of them because you don't get it back. So I love that that's your approach. And I love that you mentioned like you guys have like a CrossFit. Did you say you have like a CrossFit style like gym there, or you have like?
Yeah. So yeah. My clinic is set up inside a CrossFit gym. So I have access to all the equipment and everything in the gym.
Very cool.
I didn't know where I want to slip it in, but I thought
you
might be interested with this. When you're talking about misconceptions of PT, I would say this falls into the misconceptions of rehab in general. The typical recommendation when someone is injured, and I don't know if you ever talked to anyone about this, is to ice your injury. People have been doing that for 50 years.
Actually, have not. So I'm very excited to hear what you have to say. Yeah.
Maybe longer. So, you know what rice is?
Yes.
Rice.
Rest ice. I forgot.
Yeah. So, I think it's Dr. Merkin. He published that in like the 70s, and he himself came out in 2015 and was like, hey, like, we kind of got it wrong. Like, this isn't necessarily the best way. So ice can be helpful for pain relief, but it is not necessarily helpful in actually speeding up the healing process. If anything, it could be hindering to the healing process or potentially even causing like further like tissue damage to the, so I thought that you might find that
is super interesting.
So I'm not saying ice is bad. I'm just saying you want to know what you're doing with it. Right. So it's like, if you're in a lot of pain and you want to use ice to decrease some of your pain, that's fine. Like do it. That's a better option than probably taking, ibuprofen or heavier pain medicine. If ice is effective, that's probably a more natural way to do that. But, I just have people that are like telling me all the time, I ice it like 5 times a day. Like,
that didn't actually fix anything. That might've made you feel better. But to me, I think that's a big one for people to know about. And, this is completely unrelated, but just talking about how, again, I feel like there's so many of us, or just in general, there's so many people who are not getting the root cause treated and are just dealing with pain by being addicted to like over-the-counter medication, even like ibuprofen or like, like normal. I feel like it's very normalized. It's normalized to like take a handful of like, okay, maybe not a handful, but you know what I mean? Of like ibuprofen and like ignore injuries. I think the other thing I want to touch on really quickly is this wasn't even in our plan for conversation, but I think so many athletes, like I was talking with friends recently, like so many athletes that like try to push through and ignore injuries or pain because like, especially when you're young, I feel like you feel like you're invincible and you don't realize the potential like long-term damage that you can be doing to your body. So do you have anything to say to like the athlete listening who's like, oh, my knee's bothering me, but I'm just going to keep running. Like, 40 miles a week and not worry about it. Yeah.
I would say pain is a good thing, right? Pain is a reminder for your body that something's not quite right. They're the guardrails that stop you from causing, you know, too much damage. So I would say, you know, if you're having pain, the check engine light's on, you should probably get it looked at. Not only that, you're going to be able to return to a higher level of performance, mm-hmm. and it's going to be totally worth it just to get it taken care of so you can go back to enjoying what you want to do. If you want to be able to run 40 miles a week, then get it taken care of so you can actually enjoy those 40 miles.
And do that for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Love that. So Dr. Lang, are there any emerging trends in physical therapy that you find exciting?
Yeah, honestly, and we kind of touched on it a little bit already, but I really think that the trend of out-of-network clinics, more concierge medicine in general, more PTs that are going out-of-network, I think that alone is one of the most exciting things happening within our profession, because for too long, PTs' hands have been tied by insurance, by big corporations as far as what they can do. And honestly, the more PTs that are starting to be able to work outside of that model, we're literally going to be able to change the profession in general and what people expect from PT. They'll be able to completely change the profession in that way. And I think that's what's most exciting, what's going on in the profession.
Yeah. No, it's exciting as a patient to know that you're going to be receiving like quality care. And it's exciting for I'm sure it's exciting for PTs to know, like, I can love my job again. So, for all parties involved, speaking on the transformational power of like physical therapy and having this practice in your life, have you had any patient stories that you might be willing to share with our listeners that on how PT has made an impact on someone's life? Any like stories that particularly stand out to you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I see it not in an arrogant way, but I see it every day. Like that's like my
Amazing.
Job. And it's like you see people's lives being changed in front of you every day. But I had one guy that stood out. We're still working together, but more transitioning into like more of a performance basis. He wants to, you know, add distance in golf now. He's like, you know, he's changed goals. You know, like I'm happy to work with people beyond the Planet Care that we initially established. As long as we're working on bigger and better things, it's not like, oh, you need to see me to make sure this doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so this guy contacts me. He's seen one of my ads. And it was for, it's actually one of my golf ads. So this guy comes in, his wife's been encouraging him to, he wanted to work on his flexibility. He's been dealing with pain for 15 years and he wants to play golf and he just wanted to get more flexible. So he came in not expecting to do anything about his pain. He's had constant pain for like 15 years. He has no expectation of it going anywhere. And I evaluated him. I gave him one exercise to work on at home. Like try this one thing. I want to see how this one thing does. And like a few days later, he like emails me back. He's like, hey, like this one exercise took like half of my pain away completely. Like my resting pain by 50% from doing this one exercise for like 2 days. I was like, okay, awesome. Keep doing that. And he came back in. We kind of worked through a plan of care. He was, you know, progressively getting better. About 6 weeks in, he had like no pain. Like his pain was just like gone. And like, I don't know, I was shocked. I was just like, he's had this pain for 15 years and like six weeks of work, I like, took it away. Like, gone. And so now we're about like 2 months out from the pain going away and hasn't come back one time. He's like, no pain. Stronger than ever. And it's really fun to watch.
I think about, like you mentioned at the start of this episode, like 50 on average, like 50, like half of America's in pain, some sort of pain. And I think so many people have just accepted, like, this is how it's going to be for me. Like, I'm going to deal with back pain. I'm going to deal with whatever for like the rest of my life. And like, it's crazy that like you mentioned that guy, he wasn't even coming in to treat the pain, but like what a difference that can make. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a ton of people that just kind of accept it and roll over. They're like, it's just the way it is. Like, you know, whether they think it's genetic, whether they think, you know, it's, they're too far gone, and people just kind of throw in the towel and just deal with it.
No. One more thing that I wanted to say on that is, it's super interesting that, or not super interesting, but unfortunately, I feel like the traditional way to treat pain for most people is just like, let's get you injected with shots, let's give you drugs. And not to say that there's not a time and place for people who need that and situations where that's necessary, but it's crazy how much lifestyle and specific movements and working with someone who understands the body, there might be a solution and things that you can change, like you said, in addressing the root cause.
Yeah. For sure. That's my main goal, is like help as many people avoid, you know, unnecessary injections, surgeries, pain medications, you know, help people that may have fallen through the cracks of rehab. Like, you know, when I was seeing, you know, 4 people an hour, like I was getting a lot of people better.
Yeah.
But like, what about the ones that I didn't help, right? Like, where did their life go after that? Like, did they fail physical therapy, check the box, and now they're into pain management and they're on drugs
for the rest of their life? Yeah.
They're down the hole of chronic pain for the rest of their life. And so I really don't want to miss anyone anymore, you know, like that every huge. That is willing to, you know, commit and work with me, that I'm going to be able to do everything I can to help them.
Yeah. So if someone's listening right now, what advice would you give someone who's hesitant about investing and starting physical therapy?
I would say the most important thing is to find someone that you trust, someone that's going to take the time to get to know you, understand your goals, what you want to be able to do. And you know, they're not in a hurry to pass you off and get the next patient in the door. I think that's really, really important if you want to have a good outcome. I would say for some people, that say you've already had an MRI and you have, you know, HEMAC positive for a tear, not to downplay your tear, but tears are common in, you know, most of the population, especially, you know, once you get into the second half of life, it's more common to have tearing depending on the joint than not. So don't freak out about it. I would say if you think you need surgery, if you think that you're too far gone, I would say, what do you have to lose? Like, you know, it takes 3 months of time and invest it on working on your strength, mobility, your movement quality. I would be shocked if you didn't make improvements in pain and functionality in that time. And if you don't get to where you want to be and you want to have surgery, well, you're in a great place because you've already been putting in the work. Your rehab will go so much better.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you can make an educated decision going into surgery, whether or not you really feel that's necessary, because you've done everything you can to avoid it. And at that point, if you choose to do it, then you can live with that decision.
Well, like I said before, like I'm a huge advocate for advocating for yourself and understanding that, again, not to dog on traditional medicine, but like insurance and the whole system is not really set up in your best interest. Sometimes it's set up as a business. I mean, everything's business, but at the same time, it's like, just remember that like you have a right to question and ask for your options and to try different things, and you might be surprised. So,
for sure. Everyone bags on big pharma, but big insurance is arguably a bigger issue. You know, they dictate a lot of what goes on with big pharma also.
So we love to end every episode with like a practical tip that our listeners can take with them. So if someone's listening right now, how can they start incorporating maybe principles that are important in physical therapy into their daily routines to just help them in their overall life?
Yeah. So I would say, just like anything in life, you're going to want to probably start small and not try to do all the things all at one time, because you'll probably inevitably fail. But I would choose, you know, one thing that's relevant to your life. An example of this would be work on some mobility. So you could work on a deep squat, you know, hang out in a deep squat for 5 minutes a day. Just spend 5 minutes hanging out down there, starting to, you know, explore that new range and get more comfortable being there. Then you can add some strength to it, start squatting, you know, dynamically, coming down into those ranges, coming back up out of it, and then start to actually, you gain some range, you've added some strength to the range, and now use that range. So if you're picking weeds in the front yard, you know, get down in your deep squat, pick some weeds. Or if you're playing, squat down to that deep squat, play with your kids in that position. Just try to utilize that movement that you've gained.
I love that. No, I think that's perfect. I mean, like, movement is medicine. Like, use the body you're given and move it. Like, if you're not utilizing it and you're not utilizing it properly, don't be surprised when it starts giving you problems. So I think that was fantastic. Dr. Lang, thank you so much for coming on today. I feel like I learned so much by talking to you, and this was just like such a good conversation. If someone listening is like, I want him to be my PT, or I want to be with a PT clinic that treated by a PT clinic that follows this philosophy, like, where can they find you? Where can they book? What are your social handles? All of it.
Yeah. So you can either email me, Keldon@driveperformancetherapy.com. My Instagram is drive_performance_therapy. You can go to my website, driveperformancetherapy.com. My contact information is all on there as well. If you're in, you know, the Coeur d'Alene, North Idaho, Hayden area, I would be happy, you know, to help you out. If you live elsewhere across the country, you're also welcome to shoot me a message and I can help you find someone in your area that works in a similar capacity to myself, same type of treatment model, and they'll help you out in a similar way.
No, that's huge. Thank you. Thank you again so much for taking time from your week to do this. I know you have patients to see, a business to run, things to do. So I super appreciate it. For all of our listeners, if you guys have questions, either for Dr. Ling or for other or other questions that you want to ask experts in the wellness and medical field, this podcast is made to answer your questions and to give you the tools that you need to thrive. Also, if you are listening to this on audio version, you can also check us out on our YouTube channel, Rare Wellness Podcast, or in any other streaming platform. And the greatest gift that you could leave us if this helps you live just a little bit better and a little more aligned is to leave us a review and to share this with a friend. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next Friday. Bye.